Welcome to the Cryptomaniacs Podcast. Join Taskmaster 4450 and John G. Olson each and every week as they dive into the crazy world of cryptocurrency. If you are new to crypto or you've been through a few bear markets in the past, this podcast is for you. It's time to start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to another Cryptomaniacs podcast on the glorious Hive blockchain. Of course, always for your viewing pleasure. We're actually, I said always, but we're actually back on Vim, so it's good. We're actually on a Web3 platform right now, streaming on top of being embedded into the gloriness that is Leo Threads. Taskmaster is here. How was your weekend, sir? How are things going in the land of the Master 4450 LE?
Good. Okay. Yeah. Can we embed them in the Threadcast because we're embedding YouTube? Or do they not have embed code?
That's actually one of the questions that's on the Threadcast today. I don't think that you can embed Vim. If they have that ability, I'd love to know, but I don't think you can. Apparently, Lisa was messing with it over the past week with an embed code that used to work, but I don't think it's working currently. Not 100% sure. I'm just grateful that Vim is actually working again. So there you go. So in the time being, we'll use YouTube because, you know, we love giving attention to Google. It's great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's if the Web2 application works, then, I mean, it's no point in reinventing the wheel for a lot of this stuff, especially video. That's very labor intensive. So,
yeah,
you know, I mean, YouTube works and. We embed it right in, so you view it from the Leo front end.
Yeah, exactly. It's beautiful. Like you were doing with music on Leo. You're just tapping into the services that are already there.
So. Well, there we're actually tapping into their database because it's all housed on their database. So we're just taking their database and feeding it into the front end. But, you know, there's a big YouTube sign everywhere. But, you know, so be it. It works.
Yeah. Before we get into people's questions, do you mind if I rant a little bit?
Sure.
It's not bad. It's not a bad. It's got absolutely nothing to do with the blockchain, though. So it's a little Web2 rant. If you're interested in my thoughts of a week of being premium on Twitter or X or whatever the hell the brand is these days, it's pretty much the biggest waste of money I've spent. And I get that it's made for promotion, extra exposure. But you know what's interesting, Task? The only time you get exposure is when you're commenting on topics of the day. Like when there's a hot topic going on, you comment under someone's account that's got a lot of followers and a lot of engagement. That's how you get impressions up. If you are going to get into Twitter and think you're just going to pay this money and people are going to flood to your platform, to your account, I never thought that. But I'm just saying, if there's anyone out there thinking, hey, I'm going to spend my $15 with Elon and get this massive flood of people coming and checking out my stuff, there's no magic button, folks. It takes time and a whole lot of effort and energy to put into it, which brings me to why I think it's a much better investment not only of your money but your time building on something like Threads, the premium membership at Leo, because you can actually see results of this right away. And you saw DKid14 and I were going back and forth today talking about it, and he was just like, he's brand new premium member past couple of weeks. He loves it. He absolutely loves it. He's like, I can't believe that people go to Web2 and get pitched all this baloney that's just designed to separate you from your money when you can come and build something really cool right here using the tools that we have at our disposal. So my rant is like, I get why people want to get their blue check mark on Twitter, but if you think you're going to just get a flood of people coming and checking you out, no, it's just like YouTube. It's just like Facebook. It's just like TikTok. You got to put in the effort. You got to put in the work. You got to put in the time to maybe get some table scraps from the powers that be. I like this Web3 stuff. I don't know about you, man.
Well, I mean, listen, it's people are such assholes. I mean, and the funny thing is the people who are the biggest assholes think Elon's an asshole. Elon spent $44 billion. Now, maybe he overpaid, maybe he didn't overpay. Who gives a shit? Not my money. I don't care. But let's be honest. First off, it's not all his money. He had other investors. They are going to recoup it somehow. So if you think that you are not feeding into the revenue stream of Elon and his investors, you're foolish. They don't put out $44 billion just to lose it. And they didn't lay out $44 billion for this freedom of speech bullshit. They put out $44 billion to make money. And right now, the moneymaker is advertising and subscriptions. I believe ultimately the moneymaker or the value creation maker and where that company will have value is when they get the payment platform tied to it. But that's neither here nor there. But getting... I don't understand the fucking, it's a cancer. We have a cancer on Hive of people on Web3 who are so infatuated. Oh, we got to get on Web2. We got to do Web2. More Web2, more Web2. We got to pull these people over. It's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? I've been listening to the same shit for 6 years. You ain't pulling shit people over. You ain't going to get a blue check mark and buy a blue check mark for in Leo to make that more impressive so that people come over. No, they don't care. And these people I see on Hive, and especially on Threads, who are sitting there saying, I'm trying to get my, whatever they call it, click count or page view count up on X so I get my million impressions or whatever the hell they need. It's like, what the hell are you doing? You are already here. And you're running back there because you're too foolish to understand what the hell you're doing here and what's going on here. And so these people are going to spend all their time. And I have no idea what you get if you have half a million or a million impressions over whatever period of time, probably a month. And I'm sure
it's know. We now know. We do what know it? What it takes. So what's up? You know. One of the OGs, let's say, of the blockchain, she did a little experiment this past month. She got her little blue check mark on Twitter and said, I'm going to get monetized. I'm going to bust my butt. I'm going to play the game. I'm going to see what it takes. She hustled, man. Like, she was everywhere. Like, every big topic she's commenting, she got over the threshold, a million impressions. So she hit a million impressions.
That's a month.
And in a month.
Okay.
And, month. And she got okay. 30. She got 30 bucks. That's what okay. She got 30 bucks.
30 yeah. bucks.
Yeah.
There you go. You're going to bust your ass for table scraps. Now, you do the same thing on Threads, put the same amount of time in. You're not going to get a million impressions because we don't have that much volume.
People, right.
But, I mean, good God. It's like, I don't know if you'll get 30 bucks off Threads, but if you put your ass on Threads, you're going to make some money. And then, of course, whatever money you do make, you're paid in Leo. And whatever you're paid could 6X over the next 6 months. I just don't get people. It's moronic. We have – Hive is infested with Web2-itis. It's like, Django, we've been talking for – we've been talking about this for years. All these assholes on YouTube, who sit there and talk about Web3, but they do it on Web2. What? How is it any different? What fuck people on Hive do? And you know, they want to have a town hall on marketing plans. Let's do it. I have a feeling I'm going to ruffle a few feathers there.
I want to hear your thoughts so badly.
You know my
thoughts. It's not that I don't hear them twice. Listen to
them. You've been listening to them for 2.5 fucking years. Almost three.
I know. It's like, but it's just, you it's good when it's like, I
haven't kept it a goddamn secret. It's like everybody knows. Okay, let's have a town hall. Fine. Yeah. Give me the vote. Let's go on Spaces. Fine. I'll put the request chat button when you say, hey, Tash, you're up. let's have fun. Let's have a field day. I mean, it's just, when will people fucking learn? They're not. They simply will not. They cannot comprehend anything beyond what's in their little mindset. And I guarantee you, these people are not schooled like I am. I've spent 25 years watching technology and technological trends. And all of a sudden, these people are going to say, see, we were right all along. It's like, what the fuck? You've been over on Web 2.
Right.
You know, I posted something for Cal, and I was kind of tongue-in-cheek about it because he does have some decent thread numbers. But he has like 9,000 threads and like 36,000 replies. And I took a snapshot of it, and I cropped it, and I highlighted that. And I said, these are rookie numbers. You know?
Dude, but you're a machine, man. Like, no one can compare
to as I said, with Cal, is kind of tongue-in-cheek because his numbers, you know.
Cal's a busy man. Cal's got a lot on his plate.
36,000 replies is pretty impressive. So that was tongue-in-cheek and kind of a fun little dig at Cal. But, no, but here's my point.
Yeah.
Look at other people. Let's move beyond Cal and look at other people who are quote-unquote influencers. Look at their thread count. Look at some of these fucking people's thread counts, lifetime thread counts, are like 10 minutes on Twitter. It's like you're kidding me. Now, if they're using Dbuzz, if they're using Waves, okay, fine. They're using other front ends, okay, cool. There's microblog in there. I doubt very highly they are. I know they're not using Dbuzz because if I go to their PD profile, it's not showing up in their blogs, and that's where Dbuzz is show up. So I don't know about Waves. What are you doing? Like you say, be a product of your product. Absolutely. Build on Web 3. You're not building. And I know some people are building back-end infrastructure. People are running nodes. Okay. People are into different things. I mean, BlockTrades isn't sitting there on Twitter all day, but I don't expect BlockTrades to be threading and commenting all day. I mean, I don't expect Gandalf to be threading and commenting all day. These guys are working on Ho. I don't expect him to be threading and commenting all day. These people are, you know, developing. So I understand that. That's their thing. But
this is why I always said that Hive, Leo too, for that matter, it needs to have a trifecta. You need to have your developers that are developing, you need to have your business mindset that's developing the business side of things, but you also need that community element. You need the people that are there working with people all the time. And Hive has like one on one side and one on the other side, but it doesn't seem to have this trifecta where, well, and Leo is the closest to it, I think. No, you know Hive what I mean?
Like, nothing, as I said the last couple of shows, Hive has nothing to offer. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Unless you're talking blogging, which we don't want to talk about, does Hive have to offer? Yeah, it's taboo to talk about blogging for money. So, okay, take that off the table. What does Hive have to offer? Immutable text database. People don't care. So you're not selling that one. Okay.
3-second transactions. People don't care.
Yeah, people don't care. So what services are you providing? What's in your database that's of value to people? And see, I'll give you some insight into the whole problem. You can pull as many fucking people over onto the threads as you want. You can pull as many people on a Hive as you want. What happens when they want some news? They got to run back to Twitter. What happens when they want to watch a movie? They go to Netflix. What happens when they want to go listen to some music? They run to Pandora or Spotify. Well,
isn't this what you and Cal were always talking? Like, I'm going back now a couple months. But you and Cal used to talk about this all the time, and it's just something I haven't heard. The Everything app. With the Everything app cater to that? The news, the sports scores. Like, is that what you would consider part of the Everything app?
Yes, but you need people posting that shit. You need people putting it up. You need to fill your database with content other than fucking pictures of people's lunch. Not that, you know, I care about people putting up their lunch. That's cool. Good. I mean, put up your dinner. But, I mean, it's like, how many people have you seen post any bit of news from their country? How many people have posted any bit of news that about, you know, anything? You might get a sports score. You get EPL scores once in a while.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I posted about Ohtani signing with the Dodgers. Nobody else posted that. You know, now I don't know how many baseball fans are on Threads, but that's pretty big fucking news when a guy signs a $700 million contract, richest contract in history. But
which
okay,
is all maybe backloaded, by the way.
Yeah, well, it was. You know, it's deferred, but you know, these are things. You know, what did the Raptors do? You know, how about the Eagles Seahawks game? What was the score that game? You know, I can find this on Twitter. I don't see it on Threads. Now, maybe somebody posted it and, you know, it's buried and okay, fine. But these are the things, politics, sports, you know, weather, business.
But do you think this is like
Django, what's the price of Tron? What's the price of Ethereum? What's the price of IBM stock? You have to leave Hive to go find that stuff. And okay, I understand oracles are expensive and those fees are expensive. So but my point being, how come nobody has gone and set up like what Coinbase has? I mean, where do people go for their crypto information? They either go to crypto Twitter or they go to Coinbase or CoinMarketCap and read the headlines. How come we don't have that on Hive? Nobody set it up. These are the things that I sit there and say, you want people to come here. What's going to keep them here? Well, we need engagement. How are you? Where's the engagement if all you assholes are on Web 2? Who's going to engage? I mean, you assholes. Oh, the new people engage. Why would the new people engage if the old people are on Web 2? All you assholes are sitting on Twitter or Discord. I mean,
fired up.
Well, it's just 6 years of the same stupidity. And I wasn't on the, I was listening, but I wasn't on it. But the CTT, they had a whole episode on what's the narrative we need? How about this narrative? Stop being fucking hypocrites. There's a narrative. Get your ass onto Web3. I mean, if you have services, see, this is why I'm so excited about VSC. If you have services, the narrative writes itself. Transfer Bitcoin, zero fees, decentralized, no KYC, 3 seconds. That's a narrative writes itself. VSC is a service tied to Hive, not necessarily actually on Hive. It's on a sidechain, but there's a service you can promote. There's something you can take to Web3 and just say, boom, here it is. Now, am I such a marketing genius I thought up that narrative? No, it writes it itself. I don't have to think about it. And that's what happens when you have services. They write themselves. You don't have to really think too hard. And the problem is that people have been thinking so hard of what's the narrative because there isn't one. Blogging for money. That's the narrative. Yeah. It's a narrative people don't like. Or censorship resistant immutable text, which nobody's buying. So that's
cares.
One cares. No one cares. So you're stuck. That's
well, this is this, here. Let me, I'll throw this out for you. So I totally agree with you that you build this Everything app. If your website is here, we're using an old marketing term, sticky, no one will leave. So you want to keep more people here, especially on Leo, because the more people that are sitting here, the more ads get served, the more we benefit, everyone wins. Do you think people aren't doing that because of this in the back of their mind? I blog for money. I can thread for not money for crypto. I can blog for crypto. I can thread for crypto. What gets the most upvotes on Hive? Pictures of traveling content, food pics. War and Peace doesn't necessarily always, but it's usually like a picture thing. But on Threads, what gets the most votes? You know, it's like, do you think people are just going and creating content to the places that they get the most traction? Because that's a Web 2 mentality. For me, it was very evident this past weekend. I'm sitting there talking about Leo. I'm talking about Hive. I get like 50 impressions. I go and tweet about the Buffalo Bills. I get one of the biggest Buffalo Bills content creators retweeted me. I got 29,000 impressions. Like, over, because that's where you go to where you get the most engagement and attention. But on Hive, people seem to go to where the content is that gets the most votes, that gets the most. Do you think that's a reason? Because posting a score might get nothing.
I mean, it might be. You might be right about that. But as you said, you post a fucking picture of your lunch on Twitter, you're not getting 29,000 impressions. You write about the Buffalo Bills, you're getting 29,000 impressions. You write about the Buffalo Bills on Threads, you may not get much interest.
Correct.
But right, it's there. And, right, you know, that's, again, it comes back to, I wrote about this morning. I wrote about this in the past. Are you a fucking user or are you an owner? That's the question. Are you a user or are you an owner? If you're a user, fine. Be a user. Shut the hell up. Stop bitching. If you don't like the user experience, leave. And yes, it's a shitty user experience right now. We know what's going on with the nodes. It's obvious. So between Leo, between the Hive nodes, there's all kinds of problems. Part of being an early adopter, part of being a trailblazer. Go on to Elon's world. They don't crash. Fine.
Right.
That's what users do. Owners sit here and say, I do whatever it needs to be done. If it's selling, I do selling. If it's doing the books, I do the books. If it's cleaning the damn toilet, I go clean the toilet. If you are an owner, you do what's needed. What's needed? News, information, stuff that is, like you said, to use your term, sticky. That keeps people on the website. And if your ass is over on Twitter, grab some of the shit over there that's trending, some of the news, bring it over on Threads and put it in Threads. So if you see something, you know, a lady or Princess Di something or other sold for X number of dollars, I sort of had, throw that on Threads if you think that's interesting. I mean, that's news. You know, President Biden falls again. Okay, well, I don't know if that's news, but it's, put it on Threads. Donald Trump says something stupid again. Again, I don't know if that's news, but, you know, it's, put it on Threads. This is what you need. You know, it's just baffling to me that people don't put anything useful on Hive. It's useless information. It's even if it's time-sensitive information, the Buffalo Bills score means nothing the next game. As soon as the next game's played, this game scored means absolutely nothing. Actually, right now, since it was 2 days ago, the Buffalo Bills score means nothing because you're on to next weekend. But it's there. And then you post next weekend's score. And then people post the Eagles score. Then people post the Lakers score. And then people post this score. And people post this transaction. People post, you know, this is the type of information you need. So you're scrolling through the threads. And you sit there and say, oh, wow, you know, the prime minister of British Columbia resigned. Or, you know, probably not the prime minister.
Premier.
So, oh, okay, well, the premier resigned. Oh, okay.
Like,
well,
our governor, right.
Yeah, okay, that's good to know, you know. Okay, so-and-so politician was indicted. Oh, okay, that's good to know. You know, this is stuff that needs to be on there. I mean, we had... news to Threads. What happened to it? If I don't do it, it's dead. So, you know, I said, fuck it. I'm not doing it. And I even delegated resource credits. And, you know, I was told, oh, we'll get other people involved. No. Maybe they did. Maybe they're all over on Web 2. I don't know. I mean, this is the frustrating part. And it's like, you know, oh, well, we need users. Why? What are they going to use? What are they going to do? Post more food pics? They going to stick around for food pics? I mean, the second they want to know about their premier or their governor or their president or their prime minister or their czar or what Putin's doing or what Zelensky's doing or what the Long Island or the New York Islanders are doing, they have to go elsewhere. Want to find out EPL stuff? You got to go elsewhere. I mean, we actually do fairly well with
EPL. Well, I could tell you what the Islanders are doing right now.
I mean,
they're playing the Oilers.
Oh, are they? So, I mean, these are just basic things that eludes us. And you say you're going to keep – why is our retention so low? What's going to keep people here, honestly? And then you throw in the downvote bullshit, which I've never thought was a major problem, even though I'm downvoted to hell. But, you know, obviously, if there's nothing else to keep people here, it's like, what do you – I mean, am I the only one who can see this shit?
Oh, no, you're actually – and I'm trying to type in Vim. I can't respond, but Schmoogle is in there agreeing with you, and this was the highlight, I think. He said, imagine Leo becoming relevant enough that news outlets feel obligated to be on it. And we saw that with Hive, RT News. RT News came to the blockchain and started posting. I think they still do it. I mean, that's a good thing. Whatever you think of the platform, it's whatever. But that's a really good point. Like, that's where, I mean, we talk about vision all the time, but that's where I want to see Leo. That's where I want to see this platform. I want to see it to where ESPN feels like they need to get an account and have someone there posting stuff. So
yeah, obviously, if you want to talk about the dream state, it's where you have to be part of their social media package, without a doubt. But again, I'm not even asking for CNBC or you know, New York Times or
building ourselves. I mean,
yeah, it's just get some of the basics there. Where, I mean, you know, when somebody somewhat famous dies, I mean, I try to post them because it's like, I mean, you know, I found out one thing I did find out on Thread was when Charlie Munger died because Cal posted it.
Right.
You know, that's one in a year and a half on Threads or whatever the hell it's been. One piece of information I can remember finding out on Threads.
I have, because I think it's a habit that we have. And I think that goes back to what you said, like, just be here. Because the Epstein thing that happened, like with the court documents that are, I didn't read about that until Threads. Someone threaded it this morning or something like that. So I see that people are posting the stuff, but I think, again, like you said, it's numbers. We need more numbers. We need this.
Yeah, well, and it gets buried because people tag my diary 18 fucking times. And so we have the dumbest fucking tags because my diary. Shut the fuck up. I mean, really. It's
M Coin says you're fired up. Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit. You know. It's well, this goes back to the whole music on Leo thing. And it's like, listen, all of our threads are worthless crap. That's it. We write worthless crap because in a thread, you're not going to write Pulitzer Prize winning shit in a thread. Nobody is. And none of us are big enough, famous enough, carry enough clout like Elon Musk or like a Donald Trump or, you know, have the office like Trudeau or Biden, where our opinion matters at that degree, or even Jack Dorsey or Armstrong or anybody like that. None of us are like that. So the shit we post, no matter how insightful it might be, and there is some insightful stuff from people on threads, don't get me wrong, but let's be honest. Ultimately, it means nothing. It gets buried, and it's like, who cares? It's nothing earth-shattering. But if we can take our threads and make them more valuable, and that's what Music on Leo is about, is taking threads, making them have that stickiness you alluded to, Django.
Right.
And then there's something for people to visit. There's something for people to interact with. And over the last 2 weeks, we've talked about a number of ideas that people can do. I mean, Token Ice is doing his cocktail recipes, his drink recipes. I mean, that's wonderful. We've talked about comedy skits, Johnny Carson or Dave Chappelle or whoever you like. I mean, hell, grab whatever the hell you want off YouTube and throw it up there. You know, somebody could, I think there's even a comedy community set up, or a company on Leo Community or something. I didn't set it up.
There is.
I mean, just start tagging that and getting that filled up with, you know, comedy skits from late night television or stand up, or who's the dude with the puppets? Jeff Dunham. You know, the blue collar
Ahmed, the dead terrorist, or whatever.
That you got a lot of people who, not Julio Iglesias, the chubby Mexican
guy. Gabriel, isn't it?
Gabriel Iglesias. Yeah. You know, these guys have huge followings, and you know, post that stuff. It's just
going to take one. I really do believe that, and I think They Call Me Dan has been talking about that for years now. It's literally going to take one of these people that has the clout that you're talking about that will do that, and they will get attracted to it by the more, like you said, the more people that are posting their stuff there and talking about it here and sharing it here.
How many YouTube videos out there are there of the blue collar comedy tour guys? Who's that? Foxworthy,
Engel,
Ron White, and Larry the Cable Guy. Those four. Yeah. Just take those four between their combined efforts and their individual stuff. There's got to be hundreds and hundreds of YouTube videos of those guys. That could just fill that comedy thing. You know, and all be in threads. And today, we didn't talk about the AMA, but today Cal mentioned something which I didn't know was coming. I was going to push for it if he didn't, you know, align with it. But he mentioned that, well, maybe they'll rewrite the contract where evergreen content applies to threads. Well, why didn't he do that to begin with? Because threads have no value. But now suddenly we're starting to see ways to utilize threads in a manner where there is lasting value. So you do post comedy sketches, you do post music, you do post different things and different information and capture that maybe in a blog post or something like that. And then if we get search and the recommend engine that he's talking about, I mean, that could be a windfall for music on Leo. These are all things that if you... I wrote my post tonight, Jungo, and I used the old Wayne Gretzky line, like when asked what made him so great. He said, I never went to where the puck was. It was always where it was going. And that's it. I mean, people ask me, well, how come you've been so successful on Leo? Because I listen. I mean, Cal doesn't keep any secrets. Nothing is sprung on the community where it's like,
yeah, it's not a secret that all this stuff is coming.
He has
closely guarded.
He shares it. He can't help but talk about it. And so it's like ad revenue. How many times did I say, go back to your old post, refresh it, get rid of the dead links. The ad revenue is going to come evergreen. We knew it for 2 years, and maybe that was the problem. It was out there so long, people just didn't believe it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. I had no idea when. And all this stuff starts coming into place, and it's like, oh, wow, maybe I should start creating some content. No, maybe you should start creating some content 18 months ago that had some stickiness, because now you're 18 months behind. This is where it is. So all these people have been creating all these songs for Music on Leo. I mean, they weren't going to get anything other than just their LP holdings for the clicks. But now there's no guarantee this contract will be rewritten, and we certainly don't know when it'll be rewritten, but I think we can make a case to keep pushing for it. And if it's rewritten, guess what? These people have 300, 400, 500 songs already on Leo. It's like they're in fantastic position, especially if we get search and things like that. So that's the key, is you get yourself in position, even if the technology's not there, in spite of the nodes. I've told you, I wanted polls. I'm waiting on polls. I need the old polls back, plus I need polls on blog posts. Don't know when I'm going to get them. I think I'll get polls back on threads after the node, hopefully, is updated. There's something I can do with that. But it didn't stop me. I mean, and that's the key. It's like, if there's something you need, if you're building enough stuff, you can go to Cal and leverage that. I've said that all along with Music on Leo. I was going to start bombarding them at some point about Music on Leo. I don't know what the number of songs is. It may take 5,000. But once I get to that level, I'm going to start hitting them hard and saying, you need to wake up. And it might take me 6 months of fighting with them. But,
It's good for the health.
You know, if he sees a use case for it and he sees how it can enhance it, he'll put it on the roadmap to build it. I mean, it may take a year and a half, but, whatever. It's like, if he can give you more tools, he wants to give you more tools. And so I don't know. I've talked about building. I've given people ideas. I've developed stuff myself to hand them on a silver platter. You know, me and Lisa are the only ones making playlists. I did a whole episode on playlists. Nobody's making playlists. It's just, this is what it is. So fine. Lisa and I will put together a couple playlists a day for the next 6 months. And then, all of a sudden when all that evergreen content starts filtering through and if people do start showing up, it's like, how come these people are making all this money?
Speaking of making money, few things. One, there was a whole bunch of questions and now the Threadcast is going ballistic. Lots of people are loving it. So I'm going to do my best to get into people's questions, but I don't know if we'll be able to handle them all because this was quite the rant. I just started ranting about Twitter and look what happened, but this was what I wanted to do, man. I promised people something today, so I have to do it. And if you are listening to the audio version of this, you should probably try to find the video. Okay, here we go. You see that? You see that, Task?
What the hell are you doing?
This is the happy dance. This is the happy dance, Task. Why am I doing the happy dance, Task?
That's a dance? I don't know. Dance. I'm not a good dancer, and even I.
I don't have pants on, so I don't want to get up. And then, that's definitely happening.
I'm sure many of us could have done without that bit of information. There you go. Either it's tomorrow is Laundry Jay at the Jungo household. Jungo got a little action before the show. Or we don't want to know what Jungo's doing without pants on. One of those three. I'm glad you did the happy dance, and anybody watching, they thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't know what that's in reference to. I don't know what you promised, but
I hit a milestone today, Task.
Your 100,000, your
100,000 Leo.
Yeah. You know what? You know what? Yeah. You caught me in a good fucking mood. Because I left a nice response.
I hate to see you in a bad mood.
Well, my first thought said is I'd be impressed if that was in three accounts. But
that's you. Yes, again.
I did leave a complimentary comment, and congratulations. You and I talked about that like 75 days ago. It was like simple math, and it's like, well, you keep doing this every day with what you got delegated and what you're buying. You'll be there by the end of the year. Maybe it was like 3 months ago. It was like simple math. And it's like, okay, cool. Good job. Consistency pays off. Daily activity pays off. Numbers grow. This is another thing. And now I'm going to go on another rant. Why don't we work on getting numbers so we can advertise them? Just like you did. 100,000 Leo Power is an impressive number. You worked your ass off to get there. It's an impressive number. And now you put it up there, everybody's like, wow, because it's an impressive number. And they know you've been working at it. And it's like combination of awe and congratulations. This is what we need to do. It's like I've been saying, let's get off the bullshit and let's go for a million page views, 1.5 million page views a month. Get these page views up so then we can advertise 1 million page views instead of, 400,000. That's what you need to do. You quantify stuff because that's what garners people's attention. And, as I've said, page views have to go up, because if the, Leo is creating its own ad revenue platform, page views are imperative. I mean, somebody's not going to pay a shitload of money for 400,000 page views a month. They'll pay a lot more money for 1.5 or 2 million page views a month. That's just the way it works. So, yeah, good job, Django, on that. That's very impressive.
I definitely didn't do it in one big.
Uh-oh, Django disappeared.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, that's another thing. Am I back now?
Yeah, you're back.
Yeah, so I actually ordered from Elon, because the way that Starlink comes in, it just the satellite goes right to this modem, and it's wireless. But it's like a really, really old modem speed-wise. So I ordered the Cat5, the Ethernet adapter. So when that comes probably next week, I'll be able to hardwire back from into the back of the computer. So the streams will improve, you know, because right now it's wireless and it's going through anyways, but I'm rotating
you,
there.
You are freeze framing so bad there. You're like,
oh yeah. it's bad, man. It's, and for whatever reason, it's like this time of night where it's just, it just to a crawl. Starlink is good, but
Between Elon, Leo, Hive nodes, API nodes, it's amazing Django gets through to anything.
No excuse, man. I have no excuse.
Okay, we need to do some questions, because people do write questions and it's rude to
go on and
not answer their questions.
Yeah. Let's get this going here.
If we get a lot of questions, don't talk about Twitter and set me off.
Right, yeah. Just give me a second, guys. Let me figure this. There's a lot of questions here, so we will do our best to get to them. Can you see this, sir? Can you see
it? I see it in general. Yeah, I can't read it.
Yeah, I know. I'll read it. John Timms has a few to get us started here, and we'll try to get through these as quickly as possible for you guys, because there's a lot of good ones. Any ETA on InLeo AI for when it's coming? People don't realize it, but I think that when the database part of Hive starts to shine, I can imagine people putting stuff in threads that they might want to ask AI later. And you guys, you and Cal both responded to him. Cal said soon, which is very
Cal-ish. I said the same thing. My guess is soon.
Yes. Yeah. So, but I think, and you said too, that this stuff's going to, like, it won't be just, hey, it's here. It's going to need time to build up and, you know, it's going to be slow rollout, right?
Well, you get the machine, you get the first version going, but you still got to keep feeding it and training it. And each iteration gets better and better. So, yeah, I mean, and they may add more features along the way. I don't know. I don't really know what the plans are with Leo AI other than, you know, they're feeding threads into it. So anything that's in threads, the AI will have, and the learning model will have some knowledge about. That's, again, why you put stuff in there, put news, put, you know, stuff. So when you ask who's the president of the United States, it doesn't say Donald Duck. It says Joe Biden. Why? Because there's 1,000 threads where Joe Biden was mentioned.
Right. Good point. Good point. Apparently we crashed the Threadcast, because we're seeing in Vim Simple Games there saying that Threadcast crashed for me. So maybe I did it too, but that's good. We're good. So Leo node soon, but it boosts my ego a little bit when, because usually, you know, the crashing happens for the AMA, not for us, Task.
Yeah, we tend not to have that many people in there.
Yeah, it's okay. John Timms, in Leo needs a way for Threadcasters to show when a Threadcast has ended. Anyone else keep checking out Threadcasts that have already ended? Yeah, and that's up top. It just seems I
12 really hours is way too long.
Yeah, I think Leonode is going to fix 99.9% of all these issues people are having. I really do believe.
Yeah, but they won't fix what John's talking about there, and he's right. I mean, the thing shows for like 12 hours. I even put up a thread. I said, I can't wait till tomorrow so I don't have to look at Cal's ugly mug on every page. You know, because he started Threadcast at noon today. It'll be up till midnight tonight. It's like that thing's been over for 10 hours.
I had a nice ad there for Radium Hot Springs, a nice resort down southern Alberta, BC. And now I have friendly service, quality. Okay. Anywho, best start. Friend of the show, Mr. John Novak says, good evening, gentlemen. What would you recommend as the most efficient or effective way to move a large amount of funds into Hive? I was really spoiled with block trades. And yeah.
If you're in the US, good luck. If you figure out a way, tell me. I mean,
well,
I don't think there is one.
Yeah, because the only thing, like, I mean, we didn't, you know, you could do the going to Coinbase and buying Litecoin and then maybe flipping it in Hive Engine, but is there enough liquidity?
Yeah. Right?
Like, if you,
that's the problem. Yeah, you can even go through and try to do something similar, like using USDC on BSC and go through one of the Leo pools. But again, I don't think if you're looking at large quantities, it's the liquidity is an issue. And that's part of the premium idea, is to get that permanent liquidity so people can move in, you know, 25 or 50,000. But right now, your best bet's OTC. Find somebody who has what you're looking for and willing to work a deal, who you trust on the back end.
Yeah. Because then that sucks, man. I mean, that's rough. I mean, this is why we need these decentralized exchanges yesterday.
Yeah, and liquidity pools and things of that nature. Or you know, again, BSC. If that gets up and running, at least then you can branch out through Bitcoin. It's not the best solution, but you know, at least then you could move $5,000 or $10,000 or something. If there's a liquidity on BSC, that's important also.
Right. Yep. Lisa's got a question, and she actually she asked me this on Discord, and I said, you know, it would be great. Go ask Task on Threads, and she's like, perfect. I'll go to Threadcast. So she wanted to know the embed link for YouTube. What is the dimensions? Because I give you that code. What are the dimensions you use?
I don't. A few weeks back, Cal set it to auto.
So you just got it. Well, there you go.
So, yeah. Initially, yeah. I was using, what was I using? 350, 700. But 400, 200, something. I don't remember. It was also different on mobile. It auto fits now. So just nice. Just grab the embed code and throw it in there, and it auto fits.
Yeah, just get the embed code from YouTube then. There you go. Perfect. Right. Beautiful things. Taskmaster says we're about to go live in 40 minutes. Task, that's prophetic, sir. That was prophetic.
That's how I don't often do many forecasts, but I did some forecasting there.
Very nice. I like it. Did you get the Bollinger Bands for that? And TI? No? Yeah?
No, I went outside with an old radio antenna and television antenna. Ooh. And stood at and faced 32.7 degrees south-southwest, and it came to me.
I love it. Task, I actually had a question. I wrote a question for you. I don't even know if you're going to know it, though.
I might not.
What are the returns, like the APR, APY, for the Leo pool on Tribal Dex compared to what you're getting for delegating on Leo Voter? Now, context, why I'm asking this. Because as I've hit 100,000 Leo, my mentality is I want that Apex Lion title. That's all I'm thinking. Is depressing.
I don't know Tribal Dex, but APR on is 16% on Leo Voter. I don't know what the Tribal Dex is. You'd have to look that up. I don't know. I have never entered a liquidity pool on Tribal Dex, so
Be interesting to know. They said the one on I'm not totally is B pools the same as tribal decks? Do you know or no? I think they do.
I wouldn't think so. I would think if there's something on B swap, that's something Gerber set up. I wouldn't right. think they're the same. But I can't guarantee it.
Yep.
I don't know.
Very good. Thank you, sir. There's actually a reason again why I'm trying to do this is because I want to get that Apex Lion title. And I want my Leo to work for me now. Yeah. So there's that. Free compliments. I actually wanted to give a thank you to TASS today. I recently passed my first Hive birthday, and the entire course of my time here was altered 8 months by one quote, which TASS shares. He shared it 8 months ago and led me directly to invest into the free compliments community. It's become one of the fastest growing and fastest growing and most active communities on Hive. So cheers. I hope that this quote may inspire someone else's well. Concentrate your energies, your thoughts, and your capital. The wise man puts all his eggs in one basket and watches the basket. You know, it's funny that he mentions that. That's one of the things that I've said over the years and years and years. Building businesses online, the F word focus is so undervalued because people try to put multiple streams of income. Let's get 1,001 things. I've always said, no, focus on one or two things and do that really, really good. Then maybe your world opens up. But right now, focus on one or two tokens in crypto instead of 10,000. What do you think your results might be?
Yeah, that quote or the concept actually comes from Andrew Carnegie. And he basically said, put all your eggs in one basket and watch it like a hawk. Right. He did not believe in diversification or any of that. He just said, you know, put it all in one and make sure that one is the right one. And that's, you know, why have I been all in on Leo for 4 years? It's that same concept.
I can't bring up the threadcast anymore.
Oh,
can you broke it? I think I broke it because it says no more replies, even though there's 62.
It's freezing up on you. Shouldn't have refreshed. You should have just scrolled.
Yeah, I suck.
Now is everybody?
Dang.
Yeah, keep refreshing and see if it works.
Yeah. I'll take this off so we're not killing the I'll keep refreshing it to see if it does. There's quite an active little chat going on Vim between Schmoogle and Simple Game. Time for filler, Schmoogle says. Yes, now it's filler. So I've already danced on camera. So for the next 7.5 minutes, we'll listen to musical interludes from Taskmaster. How about that?
You don't want me singing to you any more than you want Django dancing. In fact, Django's dancing probably is going to be better than my singing. Shout out to, if Simple Games is on Vim, I got to give a shout out to him. For anybody who wasn't on this week in Hive last
week, he came up. Yep.
He popped in and he shared some tidbits of the project he's working on. He didn't give a full reveal. He didn't give any insider information. He basically refreshed some of the conversation that took place a year and a half or 2 years ago. He and his team are working on getting their project to the point where they can do a reveal. So we may know something in next week or 2 weeks or whenever. But basically, what he did talk about, and I think is revolutionary, is the idea, and for lack of a better phrase, we agreed upon universal NFT. And what it is it's the concept of you go into a game and you buy an NFT, understanding that NFT in gaming, you know, it's kind of like Web3 and the bear market and bad connotation, the scams and rug pulls and all that shit. But leaving that aside, you go and you buy cards, you buy an NFT in a game. And that gives you certain whatever in the game, attributes, certain powers, certain whatever. And that has a value, a monetary value. So you spend, you know, $100 on this NFT and it's worth something in the game. Now, unlike most games, like the Web2 games, the games from the major companies, you shut off the game while your wallet's inside. So, you know, the NFT you can't do anything with. At least with some of what we've seen, you have the potentiality maybe at least to sell the NFT, rent the NFT, something like that. But and you do have that with some you know, mainstream games. There were some secondary markets that opened up and stuff like that. But, you know, most of the games, they don't have that. They're just not big enough. Well, what Simple Games working on is the idea of if you put $100 into an NFT and it has certain powers in a game, it has a certain level in a game, and you decide you don't want to play that game anymore and you want to go and play another game. Well, if you want to go play the other game and have the same level, you got to invest another $100 because the first money isn't going to roll over, or sell your NFT and then take the $100 and buy something else if you can get $100 out of it. So what they're setting up is they're setting up, and I don't know if this is a proper term, levels. So if I have an NFT in one game that's at $100 level, I can take that NFT and swap it for another NFT in another game at the same $100 level. So in game one, it may be a powerful gun in the first game. I go into the second game, it's like a space exploration game, and maybe that gives me fuel, or maybe that gives me hypersonic abilities or whatever. And so basically what the idea is your value is transferable among the different games. It's not the NFT itself. It's the value tied to the NFT that you actually own and that you can move around. So this is something that I think is very, very interesting. And I was glad he came on this week in Hive, and I would suggest anybody to keep an eye. He's in threads usually, mostly every day at different times. So engaging. So if you see him, maybe drop him a line, and if you have some questions, or follow his account. And I think there's going to be some interesting news coming out of that pretty soon. And I have tremendous respect for the guy because he's a bit of a bastard like me, and he says what he thinks, and he steps on a few toes and really doesn't get upset about it.
No, he's good. He's a good guy. I like people on threads. Sunseeker, yeah. Too. She's pretty cool too. She's interesting.
Yeah, Sunseeker's pretty cool. Right. She's been on the show before, and
yeah, she's all right.
Real hardworking Venezuelan trying to bring all those people to Hive. So, and again, I mean, going back to the rant, there's a solution that we have, HBD. But again, you have to start talking about that in the proper arena, which obviously we've had Amundo, we've had Jon Snow, we've had what's Hive Cuba's name?
Manny Photo.
We had Manny from Cuba. So, I mean, we've had a lot of people who talk explicitly about the benefit of HBD in their lives and in their communities. And these are the people on the ground. We haven't had the Borehole people and people from Ghana, but we know that's also having an impact. Mm. I mean, these are the things that you can promote. I mean, is it a huge selling point? Probably not, because most of the world, you know, at least the developed world, I mean, HBD is nice, but it's, you know, let's be honest, you may not like the EU banking system, but it works fairly well. You know, at least your money's there when you go to get it. You know, they make killian fees, but they're not just saying, oh, you didn't make that deposit. What deposit? You know, there was no deposit. You do that in some banks around the world, you deposit $500 and it's like, it was like you were never there. I mean, it was like, yeah. Oh, there, you didn't make any deposit. Prove it. So, you know, did you get the Threadcast?
No, it's I'm tapping out. It's Leo Noble. There's a few things that will help the user experience for our podcasts. Hopefully next week, not only will Leo Node, crossing fingers, be online, but Elon will have sent me the Ethernet adapter for Starlink so I can plug it back into the back of the computer and we can actually have decent, you know, because it's...
Now, Cal did say he's hoping.
19 hoping hours. Hoping
being the keyword that Leo Node is up Friday. He said that... I guess there was about 19 hours of sink-in time.
Yeah, left. We were in November. Yeah.
Earlier today. So that'll be sync tomorrow. And then they said they had some updates they knew they had to have to do. So maybe we get it Friday, worst case scenario, Saturday. And I hope he's right that it takes care of 99% of the issues because – I mean, there's no doubt that usability has been a pain in the ass, but you know, nobody uses nobody puts more shit on Leo than I do, and I mean, I know it's been a pain in the ass, but you just can't let it stop you. And I mean, I give just for music on Leo, Finding Freedom and Sean NFT, they're two people. Lisa of late, they keep posting their music. And, you know, they're going to be battling the same node issues, too. And they just keep going at it day in and day out. And, you know, as Django proved with his quest for 100,000 LP, you know, you show up each day and you put up the same numbers. I mean, he was doing it, what, 100 at a time. You know, well, in 100 days, that's 10,000 Leo.
Well, let me just do the quick math before we get out of here. I need to, well, I'll definitely do it because to get 50,000, I need 50,000 Leo to get Apex, to get my Apex Lion title. So you divide that by 365. So I need to generate 140 Leo every single day for the next year and I'll have my Apex Leo title. Now I'm doing about 250 to 300 a day with not only buying, but also what I'm earning. So that cuts it almost in half. So in 6 months from now, I should be officially a whale on Leo.
But keep in mind, if the price of Leo goes from 6 cents to 12 cents.
No. You know, bad juju. Don't talk about that. Let's just keep it like this for a little bit longer. And then you can go to the moon after I hit my target. Thank you for caring.
Your APR. Well, I mean, okay, but you could compensate. What is the ad revenue going to look like? I mean, we don't know. There's 34,000 Leo in the till so far. You know, that
maybe I get more.
Well, you will. I mean, obviously, I mean, I don't know what the breakdown will be, but 100,000 Leo, you got to be top 10.
I was 30, around 30th for Leo. Oh yeah. Well, like all the B Leo, like I was just looked at stake because that's another thing. If anyone wants to develop something that actually shows properly how to list the top token holders and the stakers, because Hive Engine is just all over the place. Like you go,
I can't even tell you how many I have. I have no idea how much Leo I have because I look and it's like, I look and it's like I have some coming in and it's like that counts. And I'm like, no, that shouldn't count. I mean, then I delegate some out. It's like, I don't fucking know. So
that would be a great feature if anyone wants to build that proper token holder. Because if you gamify all this stuff, people will go for it. That's a carrot stick for me. If I'm at 31, I want to get to 30. When I'm at 30, I want to go to 29.
Yeah, but don't forget, the ad revenue is only Leo power. It doesn't count B Leo and P Leo and any of that.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, dude, it's like you said, Cal has not made this stuff a secret. So Leonode comes, everybody, it's going to be a completely different ball game around here. Deal with these issues now because they're going to be gone. And when they're gone, you're going to see, I think, the full force of what this place could potentially become. And right now, just grin and bear it. Build, stack, keep showing up. I can't help but think the future is going to be very bright for this place. So
that's my view. Maybe I'm a fool, but I believe we are. Well, there was also the release of the white book or whatever the hell he called it. So there's that link.
Docs. I've been reading it today. So, yeah. Anyways, guys, sorry that the Threadcast kind of pooped out on me. I definitely went and I'm going to upvote everyone for hanging out, and you guys rocked just going back and forth, smack talking. It was great. Loved it. We'll be back on Thursday. Task is going to be very excited on Thursday because it's just going to be questions. We're not going to rant. I promise. Just questions, or maybe a rant or two.
I'm gonna start off Thursday's show with a bit of a presentation of a new project about MetaMask, and that'll get Jungle will get riled up. 5 minutes talking about Ethereum and MetaMask.
Yeah, well, I'm reading the book on Ethereum right now, which is called Web3 Marketing. It's basically how great Ethereum is for Web3. It's great. Anyways,
I just love to talk to that author and say, what the fuck do you do about the transaction?
She was one of the OGs of Ethereum, like Consensus. She was the marketing head for Consensus. Like, that's all you got to know. Like,
yeah.
Anyways, guys, be good to each other. We'll see you on Thursday. Doodles.
Thanks for listening to the Cryptomaniacs podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show and look forward to hanging out with you again next week.